Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bronfen.
Hey, restaurant owners, operators, managers, highly motivated staff members, this is Ryan Bronfen. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and founder of therestaurantboss.com, clickbacon.com, and scalemyrestaurant.com. I did that a little early there. I've been doing this introduction for like 5 years. You'd think I would get it right by now. I turned a little early there. Anyways, today we're going to talk about something I call the incredible shrinking calendar. When I think of the incredible shrinking calendar, I want you to think of that scene in Star Wars where I think it was the first Star Wars, I forget what it was called, they're weird names, but they're in the trash compactor and the walls are closing in on them and Chewie and Han Solo and Leia are all in there and they're yelling and they're screaming and Luke is trying to figure something out and R2-D2 is somewhere else on the ship trying to stop the trash compactor. And finally, Chewie like takes some big old pole and puts it up and stops the walls from closing in on them. And just in time, R2-D2 is able to stop the compactor, right? You guys know the scene. I probably messed up the characters and the name and the timing. Go ahead, put it in the comments, whatever. I don't really care. But I want you to imagine your calendar is like walls closing in on you. A little bit of pressure is good. Too much pressure is not good, but a little bit of pressure is good. Now, if you have no idea what I'm talking about when it comes to your calendar here, go back and watch last week's video where I showed you how to build out your calendar for the week and then come back. Did you do it? Have you watched it? Okay, good. So then you know what we're talking about here. So now when you picture your calendar, it's got four walls, right? It's got a top, a bottom, which is when you start your day and when you end your day. And then it's got a left and a right, which is when you start your week and when you end your week. Now that calendar is going to look different for everybody depending on your days of the week and your times and all of that. But the point is it's got boundaries on it. Now when I started working with my coach about getting more done in less time, I worked whenever. I worked 15, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I said, I want to work a little less. She said, great, let's eliminate Sunday. You can't work on Sunday anymore. And I said, fine, but there's going to be things I don't get done. She says, no. You can't work on Sunday anymore, but you need to get the same amount of stuff done just in less time. Then we eliminated Sunday. It worked well. Then we eliminated half of Saturday. Same thing. Got to get the same amount of done, same amount of work done in less time. Then we eliminated the second half of Saturday. Then we eliminated Friday afternoons. So then we started shrinking the times. And eventually, after about 2 years, we ended up with a very manageable boundary of time. I work a lot Monday through Thursday, and then I work Friday mornings, and I try to take Friday afternoons off. I can't always do it. I'll explain more about that later. So the point is I still work a lot of hours, but I work the hours that I want when I want. We have shrunk my calendar down to the point that is very manageable for me. But the key was I couldn't get less done. If anything, I had to get the same amount of work done in less time or get even more work done in less time. Well, there's a word for that. It's efficiency. You have to get better. You have to get more efficient. But let me break this down for you into two rules or steps or whatever you want to call them that I think will dramatically help you shrink your calendar, right? Some of you are owners, managers. You want to be able to get more done in less time. You want to be able to go home and take some time off and spend some time with your family, but you have so much to do at the office. So let's look at this in two parts. The first step is, like I said, efficiency. Part of this is just getting more efficient. You have to do tasks faster. You have to be able to transition from task to task faster. You have to have less distractions. Distractions are a big one. We're going to talk a lot about distractions in next week's video, but that's the general rules for efficiency. Part of it is moving faster. Part of it is transitioning between projects better. And part of it is eliminating distractions. But there's a second part to this. That second part is delegating, right? Because we all have the same amount of time in our day. So how do some people get more done than others? Well, some are just more efficient and some delegate better. I'm sure you've been told you can improve at delegating. You need to delegate more. You've got this team of people that should be helping you, right? Well, let me let you in on a little secret. The problem with delegating is that you don't have a system. You don't have a system or a process for it. So even when you do delegate it, it usually doesn't get done right. So you end up doing it yourself, right? So here's the simple rule. If something's ever going to get done twice or more, not once, but twice or more, you have to have a system for it. A system, a process, a procedure, documentation, something so you can better delegate that to your team. If you want to shrink your calendar down, if you want to build what I call the incredible shrinking calendar, a calendar where you don't work 6 days a week or 7 days a week, or you don't work 14, 15 hours a day, but you still want to move your business forward, you still want to progress, you still want to make more money, you want to take a little more time off, you want to have a little more freedom, you have to get better at building systems. You have to get better at processes and procedures. Part of it is moving faster, but that's not everything. The other part is delegating or outsourcing, either way, depending on what role you're in. But the challenge that most people have with delegating and outsourcing is that they don't have a system or a process. My whole channel, everything I do is about systems, processes, and procedures. So if you need more help on that, please check out some of our programs. Our best program is Scale My Restaurant, it's called Scale, but you can go to scalemyrestaurant.com. You can learn a lot more about building systems, building processes, building procedures in that program. We also have some other programs that you can check out all at therestaurantboss.com. And I hope you enjoyed this video. We got one more video in this Getting More Done time management efficiency series. That video next week is about eliminating distractions. It's about getting rid of what I call the time-sucking vampires. I hope you enjoyed this week's video. I look forward to bringing you the next one next week, the time-sucking vampire one. But remember, systems equal success. Have a wonderful day. Want to improve your skills as a manager and make more money? Did you get handed the manager job and weren't given the support you need? Are you nervous about applying for a restaurant manager position? Managing restaurants, bars, and kitchens is not easy. I know. I have been there. I want to help. The difference between where you are now and where you want to be is a plan and some new tools. That is why I created the Restaurant Manager Certification. It's a boot camp for aspiring restaurant leaders designed to simplify your path to the top. Learn more at therestaurantboss.com/manager. Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.